In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H time. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Saying it. That's popped up. John Singleton gives it a look. He might be able to have room. He does. That's the final out. The Astros win it 6-1. That is now six consecutive wins on this road trip, and they are in first place by themselves, moving a half game ahead of Seattle. Lots of smiles all the way around. Plummer, this road trip has been amazing after a really tough loss to start the trip, six in a row.
Yeah, never come home. Don't ever, and I don't say that to be mean, Astros. I'm not saying we don't want you around town. I love all of you. Don't ever come home. You
never.
Do much, 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 much better on the road. Todd Callis on the call right there as we welcome you in on a Tuesday. Payne and Pendergast with you till 10 a.m. this morning. I'm Sean Pendergast. He is Seth Payne. Man, the Astros have me in a good mood today, man. Really,
I actually even felt good given the healthy win that they had last night and the healthy cushion they had at the time when Pedro Leon just got lost in space because of the color of the trough there. Yeah. That I just overshot a simple fly ball to right field by about 5 feet. That was, you know, that was something that happened in the Astrodome in the 1970s.
Yeah.
The city of Houston and the Astros organization realized, oh, we got to fix this. This isn't quite right because nobody can pick up the ball versus this. In the case of the Astrodome, it was clear, transparent glass.
Yeah.
But it was creating a glare. But at the Trop, they've got similar visual issues.
Okay, so Amy and I were out to dinner. We were at Taqueria Sarandas watching the game, so we didn't have sound. We only saw the play, and we saw them.
Okay.
We saw them. So you're going to provide clarity for me here. So we saw them on the broadcast. We saw the play. We saw Pedro Leon overrun the ball, and then it lands 2 inches inside. Like, of all the places to land, lands 2 inches inside the line, not 2 inches outside the foul line. And then they kept showing the roof, the ceiling on the broadcast.
Yeah.
So they were just showing that because he lost the ball, or did it hit something up there?
It was he lost the ball. I'd have to have Brandy explained it to me. For complete transparency,
yeah.
I did not see it. I walked in. I was getting cocky. And Brandy explained to me it was some kind of issue with picking up the ball against the roof.
I didn't know if it hit something, but that was...
Our listeners will provide clarity on the text line.
713-574. Yeah,
or in the YouTube chat. I'm trying to be better about the YouTube chat, everybody.
Yeah, just someone provide clarity for us there. That was the only glitch on Fromber last night, man. He's been one of, if not the best pitchers in baseball over the last 2 months.
That ended up being a triple, and then he scored after that. The base runner on third scored on a fly ball after that. So it was, it's been awesome. It's been awesome. It's been great since they've been on the road. You had Bregman and Jordan co-players of the week.
That was nice. You know, it's hard to pick between one of the two, and they were amazing the entire week last week. So why not split the trophy down? Do you think they just give them one trophy and saw it in half and they each get half of a trophy for that? Just split it right down the middle? Or you
it's
think-
King Solomon's trial. Mm-hmm. I think that you'll find out who the true team player is by the one who... I think Jordan, given his communist upbringings, will probably be more along the lines of like, well, it's for the good of the whole, I'll just give it to Bregman.
Give it to Bregman, yeah.
That's a great... That's a good... That's the one... That's the selling point of communism, everybody. Yeah. That's where they hook you.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, they're like, well, for the good of everybody, we have to starve off 25% of the population. So yeah. I'm not endorsing communism here. No. I'm just telling you what the hook is.
Right, right.
You do it for the collective. It's for good.
Stay on your toes. If anybody's approaching you, yeah, stay with a pitch.
Yeah, you got to beware. Kids, before you start going reading these communist manifestos, look at the actual history of what happens.
Good call, Seth.
You can't fight human nature.
Good call. Kids are going back to school now. They're back. I know the kids where Amy's teaching, kids are going back into school today. That's good. Giving them a little education on the way in. Framber.
You will starve. At some point, you'll think it's cool to starve 25% of the population because the leaders tell you that's what's for the good of the whole.
Right. Stay on your toes, kids. Framber was great last night. Pitch count got a little high. He made it through 5 2/3, struck out 9 guys. So that was cool. Here was Joe Espada on Framber Valdez last night.
Our pitching, just incredible job. Starting pitching all the way through the bullpen today, Scott and Framber's curveball has been a game-changing for him the last couple outings. We know once he needs a ground ball, he's got that sinker. He was efficient. He threw the ball really well.
Something changed with the curve, or he used it more efficiently, or it just gets sharper?
Yeah, just gotten better with time. We asking him to use it more, and he's been working hard trying to get it, trying to get the location of it, land it whenever he wants to, behind the count, ahead of the count. It's been a game-changing for him.
The amount of movement he gets on like 96 mile per hour pitches is just so absurd.
Yeah.
I have nightmares about that's my current nightmare. I used to have dreams about showing up to a football game and I forgot my pads or things like that. I wake up in a cold sweat thinking about how to hit a Framber Valdez slider.
He's good, man. He's good. It's funny, all these pitchers. That's like a theme with this pitching staff this year, especially the starters. All these pitchers have like their own pitch that they just started using a whole lot more, and poof, presto! Like to Hunter Brown with his sinker, right? Like he starts using this sinker. Framber, we just heard he's using the curveball more. Kikuchi gets here, and they're like, "Hey, bro, how about you triple the use of your changeup?" And now all of a sudden, it's like, "Hey, man, he fits right in." This guy.
Well, it's one thing they've always said is that it's as much about just that initial 1 hour meeting they have with the pitchers where they dumb everything down. I don't say that as an insult to the pitchers, but it's one of the big battles in analytics.
You
got to find that right balance of okay, how much can a human being actually absorb and implement? He doesn't need equations running through his head.
Yeah.
And it's as simple as they take all that math from their squadron of nerds and boil it down into, hey, you should be throwing these pitches more.
Yep.
The one really cool thing about the broadcast last night was when they just showed Arrigetti sitting next to Kikuchi, and Kikuchi studying all the batters because he's pitching tonight with even though he's seen these guys a bunch, he's been pitching in the division. They were talking about how impressed Kikuchi has been with the environment and how much there's just so many tools they give you to improve yourself. That made me feel that much better about, okay, this Astros organization hasn't lost its edge. And Arrigetti's consulting with Kikuchi on what he's looking at on his iPad. It's really cool, especially since, what was the stat you were talking about before we came on air? The pitchers since... They went.
Oh, since they started 12-24, the Astros. Since they started 12-24, the Astros have given up the least amount of runs in baseball.
And that's with how many starters injured right this?
That's with a bunch. Yeah, that's season. With Javier and Urquidy. Yeah, that's with like a half a dozen guys on the injured
list. Urquidy, Framber, and on.
That includes
on
the bullpen too. Like we're talking about the entire staff. So yeah, it's been good.
It also includes, I think. We optimistically were hoping that by mid August we'd have both Verlander and Luis Garcia back. So that's at various points during this season. So Kyle Tucker is still hobbling around. Got some. It's almost like back in the day when you had the second trade deadline where you could pick up a Verlander. Now it's just the injury bug maybe has started to be eradicated, and you're going to get another Verlander boost. Hopefully,
Verlander's going to get another rehab start this week. Yeah, they should hold off. till August 31st to bring him back is an homage to the first time he came here back in 2017.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm not going to even tempt fate by asking like a hurricane to come through or anything. That would be an inappropriate
joke. Yeah, don't even joke about that.
Talk about my other recurring nightmare I have. Oh, it's raining.
Yeah. Here's one more from Joe Espada. And this was good. This is from Joe Espada on Framber Valdez and Yiner Diaz working together as a battery.
Yeah, it has been really good. The more they've worked together, the more in tune they are. The more they understand each other, they know how to navigate lineups. They know how to make adjustments. So it's been great to watch.
Okay, this is significant for a couple of reasons. One, sign that your young catcher is coming along as a as a game caller, as a mature leader, and for that pitching staff, because his bat needs to be in the lineup. You can't mess around. Yiner is either catching or DHing every day for this lineup. He's been really good, and he's added some pop of late. His batting average had been up there for a while. He hits a 3-run home run last night that ends up putting the game out of reach against the Rays. It's significant as well because we do recall earlier in the year, and I'm looking at Framber's game log to try to figure out. I couldn't remember which game it was. Just looking at the game log, I think it was this game against the Angels in late May, where Framber just decided to start shaking off Yiner Diaz. The game was going fine. And then Framber just starts to go into business for himself, and he ends up giving up 8 runs. Gives up 3 home runs in a row. Like, bang, that's bang, bang.
I was watching the YouTube highlights this morning with the benefit of hindsight. And, you know, on the YouTube highlights, they have both the home and away announcers at various points. And after that error in right field, the color commentator said, well, Framber is known for losing his whatever, getting frazzled or something like that. And with the benefit of hindsight, I was like, ha, you cocky idiot. You don't know. That's old Framber. That's not new Framber.
It was funny. He gave up a hit. I think it was the inning where they ended up pulling him in the sixth.
Yeah.
And he gave up a hit in that inning, and it looked like there may have been either some miscommunication or Framber was, trusting Yiner. Like, it was something where Framber could have easily in the past blamed Yiner Diaz. And they zoomed in on Framber's face after the hit. And Framber just had this look in his face, like, okay, who's up next? Like that kind of thing. And Blum and Callis pointed out on the broadcast, they pointed out, like, okay, they pointed out how Framber's kind of, he's getting better at just rolling with the punches.
That meltdown, the cool thing about that meltdown was that Framber had, owned it immediately afterwards. Yeah. He's the one, we knew that he had just gone rogue because he fessed up to it immediately afterwards. And sometimes you need a scare like that to put you back on the tracks.
Yeah.
That's just every now and then he needs a scare like that to put himself back. He probably did double duty with his sports psychologist that week, and off you go.
Whatever works, man. Whatever works. But the Astros in first place. You know what, Ben? Real quick, we have not asked the people if they've heard the good news.
Oh.
The Astros are in first place by themselves because the Mariners didn't play last night. So they're a half game up on the Mariners now.
We don't have to do the complex math and percentages and decimal points and all that.
Nope, half just, game. Half yeah. game. That's all you need to know. That's all you need to know. So,
hey, yeah, take a break. I hear you. I know percentages aren't necessarily complex math. Go die. All right. It's 6:11 in the morning.
Yeah, you've never had to get up at 6 a.m. And well, actually, the people listening now probably do get up at 6 a.m. to work. But go tell your friends who think that math is, you know, not hard. It's hard, man.
It's hard. I've noticed I'm a lot dumber math wise when I'm doing a talk radio show, because I think the verbal
Same.
Parts of your brain are just hyper oxygenated, and the math side of your brain kind of shrivels up and dies.
Yep.
I do some idiotic math on air that afterwards I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm actually pretty good at math. This is what the hell.
What's going on? All right. Texans back at practice today. They're late this morning. So they'll be practicing while the guys are on an in the loop today. So we're getting past the halfway point here. There are some position battles that have got to get hashed out here over the next 2 weeks. Cutdowns are 2 weeks from today. The three most compelling position battles on this team right now, we're going to try to hash them out for you. That's coming up next.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.